It's a matter of people having difficulty thinking beyond their own backyard and beyond their own lifespans. That may be something that's built into our brains as part of human nature. We have a consensus among resource experts on what's growing short, and there are two things: arable land and water. A rather disturbing fact about human development is not just the impact of population, the number of people on Earth, but the very understandable desire of 80% of the people of the Earth who live in the developing countries to improve their own quality of life. The ecological footprint of an average American is 12 acres. The ecological footprint of a person living in the developing world, where 80% of the people are, is 1 acre. In
Currently.
order for the rest of the world to come up to U.S. standards and thus have that size footprint, with present technology, would require two more planet Earths. We've got to settle humanity down before it wrecks the planet. That's really what the 21st century is going to be all about. Five great extinction events. And most biologists who study the life on Earth, that is, the diversity of plants and animals, are in agreement that we're in the early stages of number six, this time not a meteorite, giant meteorite, but human activity. Isn't it true that evolution has always replaced it in the past? And the answer to that is yes, but with a terrible twist. Evolution will replace this loss of species that we're imposing on Earth and ourselves in the next few decades. But in the past, those great extinction spasms required 10 million years on average to replace by evolution. So our descendants, who are told, say, 50 years from now or 100 years from now, that what we have carelessly allowed to be to slip away won't be replaced for 10 million years, they're going to be peeved. Who are we to destroy the creation? Our main public intellectuals, our talk show host and our op-ed page writers and our advisors of political leaders and so on, are largely ignorant of this subject. Having been trained mostly in government and law, they don't know anything about the real world. For example, just the insects were taken away from us. I think you would find that the terrestrial ecosystems of the world would collapse within a year, and life would be could not be sustained for humanity. I like to speak, for example, of spending a lifetime in a Magellanic voyage around the trunk of a single tree. People want a mystery. They want a sense of something that is beyond their understanding. In practice, insofar as the reach of the human mind will ever be, we are indeterminate. We have free will in that very important sense. A large part of what education is about, and particularly higher education, is to train people to think on their own, to understand issues that cut across many fields. When all else fails, men turn to reason.